Welcome to Only We Matter podcast.
I'm Jack.
And I'm Brandon. And
only we matter. So grab your Java juice and let's dig in. Well, then that brings up the whole conversation about authenticity.
Right.
Read each other's facial expressions and see what's really going on, because you can tell a lot through the eyes,
yeah.
Right? And I think, too, just about coming back. It's almost full circle, but not quite. Just about being authentic and real. But people don't know what to do with that. So they crave it, but they don't know what to do with being authentic. What does that look like? And what does that mean?
Yeah, I think what I think is really interesting is a bit of my experience within this. And so being in a church context, authenticity is even missing often in those contexts, which is where you would expect it to be, right? Is in a church context. But there's this practice that most churches probably don't even do is confession, right? Where you come and you confess your sins to each other. These sins, these dark things, these things that are the deep, dark secrets about yourself, where you share that with somebody. And that's a practice that I don't think even many churches do today. But we had a small group a couple of years ago in the summer. And this small group was to actually prepare for our youth ministry. We were going to be talking about sex a lot in the new year, new youth year. And we wanted to be on the same page. We felt like we don't know where each other are at. We don't know what scripture talks about when it comes to sex at all. So we got together during the summertime once a week, and we met and we discovered things. We searched the scriptures. We searched articles and books and came together and talked about it. But what's interesting, in the midst of all of that conversation, people began to be honest and share about their lives and there's deep secrets that have been rooted in them. And it was this like really sweet time of coming together and supporting and encouraging one another, where maybe you would expect the opposite of great judgment and hate and shame to come down. It was a complete atmosphere of safety, where people felt like fed by it and encouraged by sharing their deep, dark secrets. I thought that was pretty profound of that authenticity that you've mentioned, that I think people do crave it. I think it's in us to give, and we are just scared of it.
You know, okay, so that's a really great point. So that whole issue of being scared, people are scared of it. Why? Because A, there's social media, and you never know where it's going to turn
out. That's huge.
Right? It is. It's really huge because we're in this totally different era now, right? Before, you know, there was like the communal phone line. I mean, obviously dating myself like and beyond me, but you know, where you were out on the farm and it was like, it was the party line, and that's where it comes from. Like that, the whole party line phrase or terminology now comes from the party line.
The first social media.
The first social media. Yeah. Absolutely. And, you know, I think that's hilarious, you know, when we look back and think, wow, I can't believe people would do that. And yet now you could tell your deep, dark secret and you have no idea if it's going to turn up on Twitter within the next 20 minutes. And I think that's really, I think that is the scary thing.
Well, and you can sculpt who you want to be online, not even want to do it.
That's right.
You just do it. Partially because when people gravitate towards social media, you gravitate to one side of it. So I only post happy things. I rarely post when junk happens, right? So when people look at my Facebook and they're commenting like, oh, you have such a beautiful family. They look like such happy girls. Well, they didn't see the tantrum that just happened like 10 seconds ago and I'm pulling out my hair, right?
Right.
I think that's the case. What's funny is you can go completely the other side, where if you're more prone to sharing your junk and your crap online on social media, people just are like, oh, and they might even unfriend you, right? Because we sculpt who we are on social media. So being authentic is really hard for us in person.
Yeah, it's really true because classic line, hey, how are you doing? I'm doing fine. How are you? I'm doing great. How are you? I'm doing great. Okay. Well, great talking to you. Okay. Oh, we'll talk awesome. To you soon. Okay. So that's not authentic.
There's a lady in my church. It was a few years ago now. I went up to her and said, how are you doing? She looked at me with looked into my soul kind of eyes and said, like, do you really mean that? Like, do you really mean to ask how I'm doing? And I thought for a second, but I'm like, yeah, I actually do want to know, how are you doing? Which then sparked our conversation that lasted longer than most people intend it to last. And so I was struck by that. And ever since have been way more meaningful to when I actually say, how are you doing? That A, I have the time, and B, that I'm really meaning it.
Yeah, I think that I remember doing that in college, and I would actually stop because somebody would say, hey, how you doing? And I would stop like dead in my tracks, and I would look at them, and they would stop because it would catch them off guard. And I'm like, yeah, so do you want to know? Like, you know, it's just this cliche of, you know, I don't know what else to say, and I don't actually want to engage in a conversation because I don't have time.
It's a cultural greeting, right? But I find, absolutely, too, is when I actually answer a bit honestly, be like, you know what, it's been a hard day, people actually respond similarly. They respond with a little bit more honesty. And I always found that intriguing as well.
So maybe we should try, like, this would be kind of cool. I mean, maybe we try for, you know, a week and just do our own little experiment. So how are you doing? And see what the response is. Because that would be actually really fun.
Absolutely.
To see what the response would be from somebody, you know, walking down the street or,
we'll have to tell everybody what that sounds like too. But.
Yeah, absolutely. Well, very cool. Very, very cool.
Yeah, so we'll try that. I think that'd be awesome. But I think one of the hard things about the dating, and a bit ago we talked about the gender roles, was I think there's this economy effect as well that has changed the gender roles, changed how we date, is the fact that everybody needs to work. That, you know, your generation just screwed up the economy, so.
Wait a minute, wait a minute.
And we're trying to fix it. Thanks for listening to today's episode.
You've been with Brandon and Jack on Only We Matter. Your Java juice has got to be close to being done, and so are we.
I have to go to the bathroom.
Awesome. And on that note, we're out of here. You can find us at Instagram, Only We Matter, and on Facebook, Only We Matter Podcast.
And you can subscribe to us here on iTunes.
So go out and make a great day and strengthen your crack.
See you later.